And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet, they'll cast their golden crown. When the man comes around. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down. When the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured 100 weight and penny pounds.
Everybody, Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world, WWCR, the transmitting jewel of the South. Glad to have you in here, and we got a great program for you. Tonight, the true calendar. We're searching for it. We are adding a dimension tonight of extended truth for your consideration. And that you might give diligence and take heed, search the scriptures, and do your homework, study to show yourself approved. March the 20th and September the 22nd may not necessarily be the true equinoxes to begin our calendar count. Now, we're going to explain by, if you will, regressing back to the point of what we believe to be the proper calendar. And, of course, that's lunar. We don't believe that the Gregorian calendar, especially since the changes that we can realize and read about and study, that's really what got Pastor Buddy into doing a thorough search, or at least as much as information that came down to me, that the Gregorian calendar had been altered, changed, modified, and just to believe that the Gregorian calendar knows what day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4, day 5, and day 6, with all the complications of time, with no error. You see, we're asked to believe and take it on faith that the Gregorian calendar is dependable. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not. Nature's calendar. And tonight, if we could title our message as we lay a gestalt of evidence, we would entitle this message, Nature's True Calendar. Now, we know, or we have been made to believe through the modern calendars and the astrological events recorded thusly, and we've taken someone's word for it, we've not looked at nature. Maybe that we have been too hasty in this, and we need to consider nature. Doesn't nature itself teach you, according to the Bible? And they use nature in comparison. Christ was full of metaphors and teaching assistant aids when he taught through nature, like seeds and things of this nature. And so we would like to extend tonight nature into the calendar to wrap it around the book of Daniel, chapter 7, verse 25. Now, it says there that there is a deliberate, premeditated, if you will, they will think, to change times and laws. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if they can get nature out of the way, and they can push back a wrong starting date, then it doesn't really matter what calendar you keep, does it? Now, we got a question for you, and we're going to try to lay a gestalt of evidence before you in part one. I'll be back in here tomorrow night with part two, Yahweh permitting, to examine a little further of the thing that we call equinox. Now, an equinox really means, from the encyclopedia, that we're talking about means equal night. Now that is 12 hours in a day and 12 hours in a night to give us 24 hours in a day. Now there has to be some adjustments by nature if we are committed. That's why we're going to take a look. March the 20th. As standard equinox, March the 20th, the 21st, if we happen to be on an extended day when we have a different time measurement, meaning because on the days and nights that are unequal, if you can learn anything from nature, We're going to see if there's any conclusive historical evidence of a March 20th equinox before Julius Caesar. Now, I want you to remember that at the KO punch up front, that we are indicating that there's no historical conclusive proof of a March 20th equinox before Julius Caesar. As a matter of fact, the poet Ovid, who lived around the time that the calendar was changed, actually wrote songs about the change that he indicated was in February, when nature would teach you that it's the true event of equalization. Now, let me show you something that happens in the springtime, in February. Here in America, we have long, when the swallows come back to Capistrano. Have you ever heard that song? Well, they appear in February, not March. Now, what would cause that little swallow in its little tiny brain, what is embedded inside the mind, if a bird has a mind, what would cause it in its homing devices to fly literally around from the South Pole, believe it or not, and cross these continents and to arrive on the same day every year without fail? What? Wheel, if I could call it a cog would be a better, in a wheel. What would rotate that little swallow's mind to come back to Capistrano and other places around the world in February as opposed to March? Now, did you know that the old Farmer's Almanac still states that February the 16th is when winter's back is broken, not March? Now, if Daniel's prophecy has ever come to pass, when the little horn would think to change times and seasons, then we have a historical record of another equinox or spring season that it was changed from to. Now, if they moved it out to March the 20th, and it should have been at the equalization of February, even nature itself, and we're going to give you many more instances, and then we want you to consider the preponderance of the evidence. We're just looking for truth. We don't care if it's in the middle of February, March, April, May, June, or July, or August, or September. We just want the truth. We want the right starting day. Now, I told you that our way of reckoning for the equinox, that we take the first moon after the mark. Now, did you know in times and seasons we're talking about, that here in America, that there are sites that would, Chaco Canyon is one, other places, Chaco Canyon is a noted place where that the ancient ones who came in here and settled. Now, on top of that, we have evidence in Los Lumas, New Mexico, that there was evidence that the ancient Hebrew-speaking people came into this area of Chaco Canyon, and they left with us what is called the Ten Commandments chiseled in stone. Now, this caused a major stir here about 25, 30 years ago with the anthropologist and folks that were saying, well, it must be some kind of an Indian writing because Shaco Canyon is attributed to Indians of that day. And yet, we have evidence that these, if they were Indians, and we don't think they were, they could write Hebrew. And they could determine the equinox and the seasons through a set of ancient natural stone foundations where that the sun would come to the equalization at its closest point, and they would mark it. That's how they got their year. And we believe that they would take the first new moon after the equinox and begin a time count that would keep all of the events, days, times, seasons, festivals, and things of this nature that they kept for a reason for the season. And they left the records of how they determined that. Now, it would be wise of us, I believe, to consider the conclusive historical evidence that there was a time when the swallows were used as an expression or nature's way of determining, and that they would know when the natural or nature's equinox happened, and that it was time for them to return. And the beginning of spring found in the change of the calendar after Julius Caesar. Now let's answer this question if you can. Does a time have equal light and darkness, and does it match the very first day of the year in creation when light and darkness would equally divide it? There had to be a time and an event. And ladies and gentlemen, there is. And yet man has muddled the puddle, if you will. You know, it's hard to find clean, clear water when it's all muddied up. And maybe, just maybe, Satan, who knew the first day of creation when light and darkness was equally divided, how do we know that the people during the time of our Savior observed the original equinox that actually had equal light and darkness the closest point to it? Now, that's what we're looking for. As opposed to the traditional March the 20th equinox, which had 12 hours of pure light from sunrise to sunset at the horizon, but only 10 hours of pure darkness, which is divided from each other by 2 hours of twilight, namely evening and morning. Now, this is not an equal division of the very first day of the year in creation at the equinox that Yahweh gave a celestial event to determine that we would know the times and seasons. You know, when he told Moses, when he led the children of Israel out of Egypt, after 430 years of them doing the Egyptian calendar time, he put Moses back on track for time. He said, today is the beginning of months for you. Now, we have supposedly been keeping that month. Now, we know that spring, we were to watch for the green ears of barley when it was in the green ears. We knew that a time had come that would tell us that it was a festival time of what we call a Passover, and that we were to do a certain thing according to the commands that's laid down in the 23rd chapter of the book of Leviticus and other places, but namely that one is a good place to start because it was given to Moses. Now, let me bring in a guest tonight. Another guest in history. Now, we give you to the swallow, and we give you the poet who lived around the time of the calendar change, and he even penned songs, like I said, and poems, wanting to know why that someone would change nature's time when the swallows were predictable, and that the second witness, the Old Farmer's Almanac, gave us February 16th as the time of the event. And now here we're going to get a Levite priest. His name is Philo. I know that many of you are going to scoff. Well, what's a Levite priest? Well, let's just see what he says. You don't have to believe him, but you have to take the preponderance of the evidence supporting equal division of light and darkness, which happens twice each year and was duly marked by the celestial events. And I named Shaco Canyon for one, where they wrote in Hebrew. It wasn't a bunch of dumb savages that lived out in Shaco Canyon that left us, and it's still workable today. We've had our anthropologists and our scientists go out there and look at this elaborate system of nature, how they determine the equinox, the equal division of light and darkness that happens twice each year around February the 20th and October the 22nd instead of March the 20th and September the 20th. Philo wrote this. He's the heir of divine things. These things being thus previously sketched out, we see how God, according to Philo, dividing through the summer solstice, the sun turning back again on the same route or road, neither more quickly nor more slowly than he advanced to travel the ark, but always preserving the same difference in the same manner, having a constantly equal arrangement, and proceeds on till the fall equinox, and then having made day and night both equal, begins to increase the length of the night, diminishing the day until the time of the winter solstice. And when he has made the night, listen to me, the longest night, now we know when that is, and the day the shortest day, then returning back again and adopting the same distances as was before, he again comes back to the spring equinox. Notice it is the length of the light and darkness that determines the equinox and not nothing else. That is, each year when the sun has made a complete revolution of approximately 365 days of the light and darkness, of lengthen and shorten, You can have measurements, celestial measurements to determine this. It will come back to equal light and darkness again at the equinoxes, and the process begins anew year after year. Is that the reason that the swallows have been programmed, pre-programmed, to know? Don't you know that in the 8th chapter of the book of Jeremiah, it talks about the stork knows his seasons? Did you know that birds and migration patterns and habits? And that's why it's so dangerous that's why the environmental people cry foul when we disturb the system that Yahweh has put here to change the habits or practices of the repeating process, where it would confuse the animals and that they would hibernate, or they would travel when it's out of season rather than in season. And so then we know the problem that it brings in the conjunction points, the lengthening and the shortening of light and darkness are conjunction points in the year. That is, if you have two conjunction points at both the solstices, then you have the longest day and the shortest night at the summer solstice. You have the longest night and the shortest day at the winter solstice. And you have two conjunction points at both equinoxes where the length of the day and the night is closest to equal. It's that simple. That's nature dividing the year into three seasons of approximately 4 months each. 3/4 is 12. Instead of man's 2 6-month seasons. And that's how they took us out of the time frame. And ladies and gentlemen, they had every reason to do that. Satan is angry at timekeepers. You know, we've got a little song that we took off the equinox to June the 21st solstice. It's another 4 months or 120 days from June the 21st solstice back to October the 22nd equinox. We have another 4 months or another 120 days. And these 4 month periods of 120 days between each equal 360 days. And we know from October the 22nd back around to October the 22nd is approximately 365 1/4 days. Now, why that 1/4? Now, I have told you in the past that I believe before the flood, that the earth was a 360-day travel around the sun. 360 days is easy divisible. Now, if we look at 365 1/4 days, we have to invent a calendar that is closest to 365 1/4 days to match up not what we want, but the Creator who made it and established the ecosystem and told us not to disturb it and made the birds and their migration habits to be in tune, in sync, if you will, with His mathematics, not ours. And we would find the true time and tune into it and be on time with Yahweh when He said today is the first day of the month. And we know that it was in the spring nearing the festival of Passover. We know what day that is. we know that it's on the first Passover. We have that in April, and that would be at the time of the ears of green barley, in the spring of the sowing. And we have an event that would tell us when to begin and when to stop. Now, nature's time would be around February the 20th. Man's time has changed it to February the 20th, or to March the 20th, from February the 20th to March. And we have some monkey wrench thrown into our plan that Satan, who would like to trip us up in understanding, confuse the water, muddy it up for us, where we can't see clearly to find our way by studying and praying and in being in prayerful harmony with the Scriptures and the Creator who formed us as well as the earth. And no doubt, we are electrical beings. We've done found that out. And it's amazing how that he put that little gyro, if you will, the heart, started ticking and gave it so many ticks until we are to cease ticking and meet our Maker and give an account for every deed done in this body. And if we're guilty of breaking his time periods, we've got a problem. Now, you say, well, Pastor Buddy, with the 365 and a quarter days, there's no calendar that I have ever found to be correct. And the nearest calendar that I know of would be the solar calendar. Well, ladies and gentlemen, a solar calendar of the sun, the accuracy of the sun, 365 and a quarter, still is not divisible by 12. Now, we have a calendar system that the Mayans had of 28 days and 13 months in every year. That's how they kept it. And that was an amazing, a close calendar, accurate. But today, in biblical relationship, what we want to do is we don't want wisdom calendars. We want not only the time correct that the Father set in nature, and let nature itself help us and teach us these things, because Yahweh used the agricultural growing seasons, if you will. We had what is called the harvest of the grapes. And everybody thinks that would be 50 days after Passover. That's not true. Again, we got a divide. He wanted us to number 7 Sabbaths and then count 50 days, which brings it out to 99, or almost 100 days into the future, as opposed to the 50 that normally we count to get Pentecost, which means 50. And that's true. Count 7 Sabbaths and then 50 days. And people overlook that, just like they overlook, well, it's all right to have a goat and kill it for Passover. Again, it's a misunderstanding. It said to take from among the goats or the sheep, a lamb. Not a goat, but a lamb. So if you went out into a herd of sheep and goats to pick out a lamb, would you get a goat and offer up a goat when this is not a sin offering? It is a meal shared once a year with Yahweh in remembrance of him. It's an honorary meal for the Messiah. You say, well, we don't kill lambs where we're at. We just have a little grape juice and crackers. Well, I know that that's what we do in mass. But there's a few people that do kill the lamb in remembrance of him. And we don't kill goats. We think that's an insult, a lack of understanding, because you take a lamb from among the sheep and the goats, they always ran together, the sheep and the goats. And there's going to come a separation day, and you that have run for a goat, it's a lack of understanding, like you that have ran to the 50th day count after Passover to Pentecost. We think that you like studying. You haven't given enough time to know the times and seasons. Now, ladies and gentlemen, man also divides the 24 day into halves instead of thirds. This is why you have people beginning the day at 12 midnight and some 12 noon and so on and so forth, when in reality there are 3 8-hour periods in the day and 1 8-hour period for rest and sleep and 16 hours of work and activity, and in reality you have a 3 4-month period in the year with 4 months of rest and sleep in the winter, which is a dark part of the year, and the light part of the year is 8 months of growing and activity. The 3 4-month season harmonizes with the 3 festivals that are to be observed in their seasons because of the 3 harvests that are approximately 4 months apart. And the seed sown in the fall around the true equinox, middle of October, may be ready around the middle of February. But for sure, in time for the wave sheep offering, 16 days after the first new moon, after the equinox. Now, we're asking you to seriously, now our force of understanding that we keep it after the March equinox, as opposed to the February equinox of nature. Now maybe we've overlooked this, maybe we've been hasty, maybe we need to go back and study this to make our election and common sure. Maybe, just maybe, if we're not too proud and we're not stuck up in our ways and we're against change, I can't understand people. If you're doing something wrong, and it's not to the point that it would destroy you to change it to become right, wouldn't it be better to replace a wrong with a right? I've always told people, if you've got bad habits, replace them with good ones and notice the change around you. Because it will, with good habits, you're going to start associating with men of character. The more good habits you have, the closer it will draw you to people that have like minds. And like-minded people are birds of a feather, just like we're talking about the stork and the swallows. We have these times when in reality of the rate of these 4 month seasons caused by the sun, which in reality there's only 3 conjunction points that make the 4 conjunction points, because the one in the middle equinox is used twice, if you see. And the scripture only mentions winter and summer, but refers to 3 seasons and 3 harvests and 3 feasts that are approximately 4 months apart, with the feast to be observed in their season. Now, it does not do away with man's 4 3-month seasons, but the sun still divides the year into 3 4-month seasons, and when you go by the true equal light and darkness equinox, it's possible. Now keep this in mind as a major point. it's possible to fit the 4 3-month seasons into 3 4-month seasons without going into another year. Now, that's very important for you to remember that you have. So then, we've got here the change right under our nose over time, and Philo reveals again by the true equal light and darkness of the equinox, fitting the 4 3-month seasons into 3 4-month seasons. And that way, it does not do away with the 4 seasons in the year. Now, if the seasons begin 1 month earlier, and you still have 4 of them, we understand that the equal division of the first day of the year in the equinox, and again, you need to study Philo's teachings on how that it was in February, as opposed to what we're doing now after Julius Caesar in the calendar that we are operating from. And so we need to go back and take a good look at these things. Now, I talked with Brother Steve and several other brothers that have encouraged me for some time to do a teaching and look at some of the possibilities of the possibilities that we are doing it still wrong in the natural season of equinox as opposed to the standard traditional time of the Gregorian. Now, the boundaries are based on evening and morning. And the one which heralds the good tidings are that the sun is about to rise and do away with the darkness, or the evening comes on as the sun sets, receiving gently the collective approach of darkness. And by that we establish, and the evening and the morning was the first day. Not the morning and the evening was the first day. The evening and the morning. And we got that right. We're sticking with our guns on that one. We may have to revise the equinox to start a little earlier than we've been doing. And so, Brother Steve has already got the calendar out. If you'd like to have a copy of our calendar, it's as close as we can get it with the system that we've been using. We're looking at it, we're studying, and we're ready to revise it with the preponderance of the evidence that we study to show ourselves approved, rightly dividing. And we got men of wisdom that we don't care to go to that have the mind to tell us or to put in a point or two. And sometimes we have sat all day and argued and debated, and some guy never opens his mouth, and then finally he opens up or asks a question that opens up the understanding that we had all been liking till we get this one man's opinion, and yours counts. Just like the wisdom of the poor man delivered the city, but nobody listened to him. Sometimes you overlook the very thing that, by looking at something that's always been that way, doesn't necessarily mean that there is a boundary set between the two, which is called, again, evening and morning, and it necessitated the measure of time when the Creator called evening the beginning of the day. And when day came on, light came forth. And so we had the 4 parts of the day, evening, morning, light, and darkness, with evening and morning dividing the light in equalization. And it happens twice each year around February the 20th and October the 22nd. Now, if they get you a wrong starting time, they could throw you off and have you worshiping at a time. And that's all Satan's wanting. He wants you off track. He don't want you to understand the ways of Yahweh. He don't want you to seek nature itself will teach you in certain instances. And Yahweh was a master teacher with the agricultural seasons and things of this nature when he spoke in parables. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to continue tomorrow night on part two. You don't want to miss it, because I'm going to get into the meat of the subject. And we're going to take a good, strong look when light and darkness was equally divided on the first day of the year. We're going to get into some nature examples of the Bible. We're going to get into some more history to determine the equinox, which surrounding spring and the fall equinox, and these four seasons of 120 days existing approximately. And we done told you how that they have missed Pentecost, we believe, and how they missed their choices of the meat that they serve on the table for the only meal that's commanded for you to sit down and remember as a tribute of a man that died for you when he supplied just exactly what you need to have. Well, we don't keep the lamb killing anymore, but that's too bloody and too gory. We just don't do that. We have clean churches, and we have the grape juice and the crackers, and we'll break that out on the Lord's Supper. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no example of the Lord's Supper in the Bible. It tells you plainly that it was 2 days before the Passover in St. John chapter 13. Read the first verse. 2 days before, they were keeping Passover. The Messiah wasn't celebrating Passover. He was, as their custom was, it was a evening meal before the Passover that they could search their homes and remove the leaven. And, of course, he found leaven in Judas and the other false witnesses that I speak about that not many preachers know about or teach. So you got to study to get online with the scriptures and make your election and calling sure. Do you really know what time it is? You say, well, let's see now. At midnight, it'll be, we'll begin 12 hours and 12, and well, we got different ways of keeping time, and the calendar is one of the biggest culprits at fault when they give us false starting times, or when we don't start in the equal times when day and night begins at a celestial event in the heavens called equinox. And if Satan could change that and take you out and make you at least 30 days late, so it don't matter. All the rest of the year, you're 30 days off. You got to be equal, on time. And Philo described just how equal Yahweh is in his divisions of nature. Simplicity. He wasn't some smart genius. He just used light and darkness and the boundaries and the equalization of that time to set up that February 20 as opposed to March 20 and the unchangeable ordinances of the sun and the moon and the stars that he played an important part in it for times and seasons. So, we're going to talk about Arcturus, which seems to be in conjunction or connection with the seasons, according to Job 38:32. And the guide Arcturus with the stars in command. It's the brightest star in the northern hemisphere. And the ancient poets and scholars 3,000 years ago associated it with the season of springtime and the equinox. Now I've got to close. Man, I can't quit tonight on this. We've got so much to cover and so little time left. We only have 1 hour and you don't want to miss tomorrow night as we're going to power pack for you, completely cover this in 2 hours. We're going to try to cram a 5-hour message in two. Hope you can tune in tomorrow night. You're listening to Pastor Buddy tonight and the Shepherd's Call. You can write me at Post Office Box 568 in Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Now, if you'd like to call me that, I'm live around the world. On WWCR, you can call me at area code 423-351-1082. Now, if you'd like to go to our website, I'd like to talk to you just a little bit about that. Brother Bob has up to snuff, I'm telling you. It's amazing how this man can upload so fast and edit and does so much on behalf of the people of Yahweh who love oneyahweh.com. That's the website, Brother Bob, who lives in the great state of Arkansas. You can go to one. That's O-N-E, O-N-E, oneyahweh.com. That's all you'll need, oneyahweh.com. Click on our website, oneyahweh.com, and we have hundreds of messages posted already. Brother Bob has those there for the listening and the learning of those who are hungry to keep up with the message right down to the last show we done. Last, I think we were on Monday night or Tuesday night, filling in for Brother Clinton, and that show's already up there. This show that we've done live tonight, if we get a good take on it, will be up probably tomorrow evening. And you can tune in to part one of the true equinox. I want you to get that. Part one of the true equinox coming up tomorrow night. Part two. You don't want to miss it. And to keep up with what we are all about, we have our website there. We have our telephone information. If you have a computer, just go to oneyahweh.com and you can download that information there, along with articles galore. I'm telling you, we've got articles that would tell you about any, almost any doctrine that you want to examine. You could have our opinion based on scriptures. Now, we're not locked in as certain. We do make mistakes. We do make errors because we're human, if you will. But we're also sons of Yahweh without fault before Him. And we take correction. We take reproof. If you've got it in the mouth of two or three witnesses, we'll bow to it. Praise Yahweh. I hope and trust tonight that you can sincerely study with us in this hour of fresh study. Come with us while you can. And listen tonight, equinox, the time of change. Now, we've got some other opinions on the planting and harvesting ideals and the equinox, who we don't say that there's an equal night and day in perfection. We're saying at the closest point that nature itself could determine, there's ways to determine that. Maybe a little bit too simple for the minds that think outside of simplicity. Yahweh chose the foolish things to confound the wise. So studying will not always get you the truth. Studying to the satisfaction of simplicity and nature is what we're looking for. Gotta go. I'll see you tomorrow night. May Yahweh bless you, and may Yahweh keep you.